This conference is being recorded.
Hello, and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call from Sierra this Monday, February 18th. The power of the heart to deal with emergencies, your inner 911. And for those who have joined us live on the call, I'll just ask you to star 6 your phone to mute out any background noise. And when you want to share, and we have some people on the call tonight that I definitely want to hear from, people who have very powerful stories of the heart in the face of a traumatized nervous system, stories of inspiration and hope, which is really what these calls are designed to create, an oasis of positivity where you can reside in the possibility of ease and healing and a more comfortable, more fulfilling, more satisfying, more passionate, more vital life through tapping into a resource that's right inside of you. It's free, just like these calls. The power inside your own heart. And I'm delighted to host a call for you tonight. My name, for those who don't know or who are listening to this as a recording, is Sheva Kaur, and I'm the CEO of Fiera. Fiera is a company that is designed to bring more Fiera into the world. What is Fiera? Fiera is a word we invented to define feeling great. And we wanted to help people and people inside of organizations and nations feel better more often and reap the rewards and the benefits of what feeling better brings to their health, their relationships, their performance at work, their contribution to our world. And enough people feeling that way more will create a world that feels that way for more people. And that's our intention here at Fiera. And the tools and resources that we use primarily to do that come from a research institute called HeartMath in Northern California, a research institute, the scientists and visionaries who started it have been researching the physiology of stress and the physiology of heart intelligence as an antidote to stress and to distress, and heart intelligence as a portal for creating a new map of human terrain, a map that leads to heart-based living. We'll talk tonight about some of the ways that might look. And so they've been doing that for some of them over 35 years, officially as a structured organization since 1991. And they have licensed Fiera to bring their research and their technology and their tools and training to people like you. So we really welcome you and embrace you. Tonight we'll give you, obviously not 35 years of research in one night, but we will give you an appetizer and hors d'oeuvre, and we'll let you know where you can go if you're interested in eating the whole meal, which yeah. I've found is it's sort of like the Garden of Eden and eating. There's infinite supply here in the heart. I have yet to run out of new tastes and sensations accessing its wonder and power and intelligence. And used it specifically when I was trying to taste an olive last week. As those who showed up on the call tonight via our written invitation know from reading that invitation, tonight's call is about the power of the heart to handle emergencies. And this is somewhat of a departure in a really fun wink of an eye sort of way, because usually on these calls we talk about how collective stress, which is the major cause of disease, and that's not a small thing, by the way, right? Healthcare is one of the largest industries in the world. And it's not really healthcare, it's disease treatment. Right?
Yeah.
You talk to doctors who are mostly stressed. There's not a lot of care going on, but there's a lot of distress going on. And there's certainly not a lot of health going on. The American Institute of Stress estimates that 97% of all doctors' visits can be directly linked to stress. And so this is an epidemic, a global epidemic. no longer are we dying from, you know, things like the bubonic plague. We're dying from being plagued by 4,600 emails in your inbox. Or by traffic jams and deadlines and bills. We're dying from stress. And the irony of that is that the very systems that are causing degeneration in our bodies or lowering our immunity and making us susceptible to disease because of the stress response or reaction were the systems that were put into place to keep us alive when we had life threats like tigers, when we had to hunt and gather to survive and avoid being hunted, right? Those systems, like I call them software programming in the physiology, were perfect for living in jungles or on the prairie, but when they kick in the face of traffic and, you know, internet crashes, they don't work so well. So the systems that are making us sick were actually originally designed intelligent as a form of intelligence, divine intelligence, for not only keeping us well, but keeping us alive. So usually on these calls, and this is the wink from the universe tonight, we talk about how it's old survival programming that was perfect for immediately life-threatening situations that is now being misappropriated or misused in modern-day psychological stressors that is causing dis-ease mentally, emotionally, and physically, and that stress is what we teach people how to transform into fiera, to feeling great. And with it, aging slows down, relationships improve, performance improves. Tonight's a departure because we're going to talk about how the intelligence of the heart is not just beneficial in psychologically challenging situations. It's a great thing to have in an immediate life threat, in an emergency. That, in fact, many emergencies require the intelligence of the heart to see our way through in the most efficient way possible. And so in the written invitation to tonight, I shared two examples of my own. And now that I'm here, I'm thinking of multiple other examples, of course. The thing that inspired me to choose this as tonight's topic is that I was at a birthday party a week and a bit ago for a friend. There were about 7 or 8 women all gathered to honor this friend's birthday. And we were having a late dinner, and there were appetizers out, and I voraciously pounced on the olives because I'm a big olive fan. And they had a whole variety of them. And the next thing I knew, I was having trouble breathing, and I felt like a knife was going through my throat. And I thought, whoa. My immediate thought was that I was having an allergic reaction to something because I knew, while I have never had my throat close off, which is life-threatening, due to allergies, I knew my father had that. And so I felt my throat swelling and closing off my air passage and searing pain. And gosh, I approached the group just to kind of tell them what was happening. And thankfully, there was a nurse there who started palpating my throat, and she actually had Benadryl with her, so I could have taken that had it been an allergy, and that would have been in some ways easier. In fact, it was not, and so what she was able to assess is that I was choking on something. But we couldn't really tell if the object was still there or if it had just injured the throat and I was reacting. So there's all this uncertainty, unclarity, and meanwhile, I'm in a panic, right? We think about this thing that we take totally for granted is our ability to breathe and eat and swallow. This interface with physical life, right, suddenly is like not working right. And so one of the things that is very powerful for silencing the stress static to tapping into the intelligence and GPS of your heart, which is a direct guidance system into Fiera, that intelligence in the heart. And one of the things that tunes the static so you can hear the heart is gratitude. So right now, in this moment, for all of you who are joining the call, I want you to just become aware of something you take for granted. For me, I'd never in my life had trouble breathing or swallowing. You know, I've had colds or the occasional strep throat or something like that where it hurt a little bit, but nothing like this, right, where suddenly the very force of life felt like it was being taken away from me. So what's something small that you take for granted every day that you could just pause for a moment and from your heart sincerely appreciate that? I'll tell you, this experience on the spot gave me so much compassion for people who suffer from things like, you know, chronic bronchial issues or asthma or, you know, long-term diseases like emphysema and these kinds of things. I was like, wow, I've never really understood what that must feel like. So maybe whatever it is you appreciate could also generate compassion, which is another quality that spills the static to the heart signal, creates, based on, this is the key piece of research that HeartMath did, that emotions like gratitude and appreciation or compassion, what we call heart feelings, create a unique order in the heart rhythm. And that order amplifies the communication pathway between the head and the heart, allowing the heart's unique intelligence to speak to the brain and guide us more clearly. That in fact, this idea of following your heart is not just a fun poetic metaphor, it's a scientific reality. There's an intelligence in the heart that is designed to guide us to safety, well-being, Sierra. But when we have a stress response, suddenly there's static on that line. Emotions like gratitude, compassion, heart feeling create order in the heart, which you can actually see in real time, by the way, through a biofeedback technology HeartMath created called the M-Wave. And there's a computer version, which has games and all kinds of things on it, and a handheld version that's like a little stress iPod that lets you see right there in the moment on the spot in real time what's happening in your heart rhythm and guiding you into creating that internal order so you can hear the heart's GPS guidance. Right? And when people get the M-Wave through Sierra, by the way, which you can do on our website, or even there's a link to it on the invitation that went out with this call, we give you a free coaching session with that, a bonus coaching session. So you're actually, in a way, getting the M-Wave for free, because you're getting, the M-Wave is $199, I think. With the coaching session, it would be $350. But you get all of that just for $199. And so the M-Wave feeds back to you, but we are our own biofeedback technology, because you can tell by how you feel whether you're internally chaotic or in an internal state of order, because that order feels great. It brings harmony to all your body's systems, so it gets them working together, because just like the metaphor, follow your heart, all of your body's systems do that. The heart, being the largest electrical oscillator in the body, is the pace setter. It's the conductor of the orchestrations of you. So when it is in an ordered, harmonious pattern, which HeartMath determined qualities of heart feeling generate, which we teach you how to access in our courses, where the M-Wave can also help guide you to, when you're in a heart feeling, all your body's systems in train. They get in sync with the order in the heart. So not only is there enhanced heart-brain communication, but the heart is better able to communicate with the rest of the body, and that goes two ways. The heart both receives information as well as distributes information, right? Now think how valuable that would be in an emergency. When you're in uncertainty and you don't actually know what the problem is or what's going on, to have immediate walkie-talkie online communication between my heart, my throat, and my brain. What a great asset that was when here I am choking and panicking, right? As soon as I recognized that I was panicking, immediately I started using heart tools to clear that static of communication between heart and brain. I used a tool that we teach in the beginner webinar called Neutral, first of all, because I could feel that my fear was that I was going to die or that I was going to end up living with chronic pain because somehow I'd injured myself irreparably. So immediately I started projecting worst-case scenarios. Probably nobody else on the call could relate to that. Everybody else always thinks of the best that will happen when they're in an emergency, right? So I went to neutral, and I was able, through using the neutral tool, to neutralize those worst-case scenarios that my mind was projecting. And when I was able to do that, then I was able to apply quick coherence to access my heart's guidance. It said I was not going to die, at least not immediately, that I needed to take care of this and listen to its guidance very specifically, but it allowed me to trust its signal that I was not in an immediate danger, that I could get air through. So confident that I could breathe. Now, it seems silly, right, that you're sitting there breathing and you have to have your heart tell you you're breathing. But literally in that kind of panic, I've watched people stop breathing, not because they can't, but because they're afraid they won't be able to. So to have the heart to be able to calm my emotions down allowed me to feel and see that I actually could breathe. But I have 15 years of experience now following my heart, and it's told me to do stranger things that have worked out pretty great. So getting to know your heart's guidance is a practice. It's a relationship. It's really building a relationship of trust, just like any other relationship. And over time, as you follow the heart, as you hear its signal and you're able to better discern what's the heart, what's the brain's projection, what's all, and so on, right? What's static, what's fear, what's truly a heart response. And that's still a discernment that I play with, right? But as you refine that discernment and that ability to hear your heart's guidance, then it will be there for you in an emergency. It will be there as trust because you have reference points of experience. And that's something we teach people over the long haul in our Heart Mastery program, so that you have constant feedback in a community of people who are practicing this to learn to discern what the heart is doing, to learn to discern the messages from the heart versus the messages of fear or the static of stress. So I trusted my heart because it'd seen me through stranger situations still. And so I laid down, and the interesting thing was the minute I did, it took some of the pressure off, so the pain subsided. I don't know why that was, but it worked that way. And that allowed me to sink deeper into the heart and calm down more. And as I laid there, my heart guided me to use different heart math tools to build energy so that I would have the strength, clarity, and vitality to be able to do what it was going to tell me to do. And after about a half an hour of laying there, gathering energy, sending care, sending compassion to myself, anchoring gratitude for points of healing that I had reference for in my past, neutralizing the fearful projection, it was as if a puppet had just picked up my arm. I mean, a puppeteer, I should say, and I was a puppet, had just picked up my arm, my hand moved to my throat, and just very peacefully and confidently, my hand started edging this object down my throat manually. Now, it wasn't like I thought to do that. Trust me, it was the last thing I would have thought to do. It was really intuitive from the heart, and the latest research from HeartMath actually proves how intuition comes from the heart, that in fact, the heart knows things are going to happen before the brain does, and knows, in fact, and this is published medical research, that the heart knows something is going to happen before it actually happens. How cool is that? In a peer-reviewed, double-blind study they did at HeartMath, using images on computer screens, randomly selected images from the computer, people's hearts responded to the images 6 seconds before the computer even chose them. Now, this gets extra cool in terms of the topic of our call tonight, relative to emergencies, because a NASA scientist has found a way to measure the electrical rhythms of the Earth, the same way the M wave measures the electrical rhythm of your heart. And they have been able to predict as well as observe changes in the Earth, like earthquakes, like 9/11, based on electrical changes that occur, just like the heart's change predates the event. Earth electrical field changes predate Earth events. And we can tune into the intuition of the heart signal and better respond to emergency situations when they arise, and in some cases, because of the added awareness, avert those emergencies from happening in the first place. Now, as I had mentioned, my own survival instinct, being that I was really hungry when I ate the olive, right? I pounced on it, was overriding any heart signal I had about a potential trauma on the way or about anything in that olive that was going to be a problem, right? So my awareness was not at its peak, and I didn't see the stem. Had I just been practicing heart math, chances are this accident wouldn't even have occurred. That's where the heart becomes very efficient at preventing stressful situations. But regular practice from the heart, even if we do end up encountering a stress, can then give us immediate access to its guidance through the stressful event. And that's what happened here. So it was literally as if an intelligence bigger than me picked up my hand and knew just what to do. And as it moved the object down my throat, the pain went to, you know, a 2 from a 28. And I could feel the object kind of disappear and my full air passage open up again. And I knew that there was somewhat of an injury there, but then I was able to follow my heart. And this is the other thing, something that was a growth curve for me over the last week since this has happened between me and my heart, because my tendency is to work 24/7 because I'm so passionate about what I do and I love it. I have a blast at it. And I rarely stop to rest or, just kind of regenerate because I'm like my Toyota Prius. You know, I like to regenerate in motion. And we have tools from HeartMath that we teach you to specifically do that. But one of the things I learned from my heart through this process was to follow its guidance about when the body really did need time to recuperate. And so after this happened, the next day I got up and did like a 7-mile hike up a mountain. that might not have been the best choice, because afterwards what I really was able to see and feel as I cared for my body from the heart was that this event was traumatic for the body. And it needed time to heal and recuperate, and I was able to give that to myself this weekend, again, by following the heart's GPS, you know, so that today I feel completely, I don't want to say back to myself, because I feel forward in myself, like more of who I really am came into being for this experience. It could have been a terribly negative event, but in fact it brought greater intimacy between me and my heart, greater understanding, and a greater sense of trust that guidance system is there, whatever happens in whatever situation I need to face.
One thing I want to add here, as a disclaimer, if you will, is just to acknowledge the fact that I was incredibly fortunate in this choking experience to have a nurse there in the room.
And you know, we're not suggesting that the heart system replace standard medical care, of course. So if you're listening to this call, I don't want to mislead you into thinking, forget about the emergency room, don't call an ambulance, just go to your heart. Sort of calls to mind actually the story of a man dying in the flood.
The flood is sitting on his roof. The flood filled his basement, so he went upstairs and then it filled the first floor. So then he climbs to the attic, fills the second floor. Now the water level is rising. And he's just sort of standing on his baby toe on top of his roof. And they send a boat, and he says, no thanks, I'm waiting for God to come and help me. And he's sitting there praying, God, please send help, a helicopter comes, he says, no thanks, I'm waiting for God to come and help me. And finally, of course, the guy dies.
Gets to heaven.
Walks up and says, God, where were you? I was asking for you and praying for you.
And now I'm dead.
And God says, be a helicopter.
So we're not implying, or I say I'm not implying here, that all you need is your heart and this kind of trite thing.
Of course, I have the benefit of a nurse there with me, which helps me relax into being able to hear my heart and not feel like I need to rush to the ER. But at the same time, I have been in other situations where my heart has guided me straight into the emergency room and into the benefits of what the resources that Western Med and other healthcare providers can give us in a critical emergency. And maybe I can share one example of that as well.
It's interesting because the one other time that I really applied the heart math tools in an immediate crisis is, and I also wrote about this, when I stepped on a glass and it actually cut my foot in half. And I went into immediate shock, so I didn't see that that's what had happened. And I looked at my boyfriend at the time and said, would you get me a Band-Aid? And he looked at me and said, honey, I don't think that's going to do the trick here. And as I stood up, I immediately started to pass out. And I thought, huh, you know, it's probably a good idea if I stay conscious through this experience. So I, again, shifted my attention to the heart and applied a tool we teach in the beginner workshop. This is just basic stuff. It's not advanced, you know, but it's life-saving. I did the quick coherence tool, and I had severed a pretty important artery, I guess, that goes through the foot. And so the minute I held my foot up and started breathing through the heart, using that heart math tool, the bleeding stopped. And it didn't start again. It was like my heart was able to signal to the body, again, this kind of messaging like, okay, the trauma's happened, the damage has been done, but we're okay now. And then my heart started giving me direct guidance as to exactly what hospital to go to, who to talk to when we were there. Very, very clear. Now, that's from, again, 15 years of experience practicing these tools. So if you're a beginner student listening to this call, don't feel discouraged in any way. You know, you don't get automatic instant messaging from your heart like I do. This is long-term practice that yields this result, right? But it's here for you. This is in everyone's heart. There's an intelligence there. It turns out that the intuition I had that day about what hospital to go to could not have been better. Later, about 6 months later, I ran into a young woman that was a friend of mine who coincidentally had an identical type injury with a horse in her foot, really damaging her foot at almost exactly the same time, and she went to a different hospital. And they weren't able to see her, admit her right away, and she had to wait for something like a week for her surgery with her foot in that state that it was, and as a result, she had not recovered completely. Whereas the hospital that I went to, within hours I was in surgery, they were fixing my foot, and now my foot is completely rehabilitated. Nobody even can tell. I can dance on point again, and doctors weren't even sure I'd be able to walk normally again. So the heart has, it is a doctor within you. It is 911 within you. It has guidance for you how to deal with emergencies in your own life, how to deal with emergencies for people around you, how to deal with emergencies in the community. It responds with love and compassion, and love and compassion are forms of intelligence. To love something is to heal it, and the heart has that capacity. And so these things can be learned. It's not just something that's left for saints and sages who are born this way. That wasn't me at all. I didn't pop out like this, believe me. It can be learned through a step-by-step methodological process that HeartMath has created and that we teach at Sierra. You can learn it in two ways. You can take monthly courses, or you can join a year-long program where you're immersed in this. It's so powerful and such a gift for me to be able to share this with you. And what I'd like to do now is open up the call. By the way, before I do, I'll just say this. If you have questions and you're listening to this as a recording, you can email those to me, Sheva, now that I've cleared 4,600 emails out of my inbox, Sheva, S-H-E-V like victory, A, at Sierra, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com. You can also email our customer care director, Becky Robbins, who's absolutely fabulous and came on board because of the benefit she received from some of these HeartStart calls that you're listening to now. Completely changed her life. She couldn't even talk to people before she learned of the power of the heart. And now I can't stop her from talking to people, which is fabulous. She's just so caring and wonderful. I encourage all of you to make a connection with Becky. Because it gives me Sierra just talking to her. And her, you can reach her at Becky Robbins, BECKYROBBINS, Becky Robbins _ at hotmail.com. And you can also call us here at 310-581-1507. And if you're interested in learning more, I promised you this is an appetizer or an hors d'oeuvre, and we show you where you can get more of the meal. There's actually a two-hour free webinar that you can access on the homepage of our website, www.fyera.com. And if you click there, you can watch a free webinar, and that will introduce you to more of the power of the heart and the tools that we teach in our workshops and the Heart Mastery Program. And, of course, if you're interested in signing up for classes, you can do that in the Sierra.com store. And these calls, the HeartStart Oasis calls, are all recorded and archived. And you can download any of those for free by going to Sierra, Sierra.com/HeartStart.html. And if you're not on our mailing list to get information about these calls, there's also a place where you can sign up for that on the website. So all that having been said, I want to open up the call. Sarah, definitely for you to share your experience and your story, and also for anyone else who has questions or would like to share a story of their own. But Sarah, why don't you kick us off if you're comfortable with that? I was just so moved to get your email today.
Sure. This is Sarah. Hi. Yeah, I really actually suffered for 14 years with some kind of dysregulation of the autonomic nervous system. So I guess I had a heat stroke at that time 14 years ago. And ever since then, my body would kind of go into mild shock, if that makes sense, at very easily, you know, like a temperature change or any kind of exertion. If I would exercise in any way, just walking around the block would be difficult. And so you can imagine if at any time you could become faint or dizzy or, you know, feel like that emergency feeling, it would really cramp your lifestyle, and it did. And I tried many things, and doctors were not able to help very much, but I tried lots of healing modalities, and it did strengthen my system and make me feel better. The irony of it all is I actually do healing work with people and get very good results, but this one thing for me just would not clear, and I got the M-Wave, little portable device, and had my free coaching session with Sheva, and in that short time, learned that space of the heart 2 weeks ago, and the system has held for 2 weeks. I haven't had any symptoms, and coherence has come into my life, whereas before I had the sense of almost my energy field would shatter, and it would get very staticky, and then I would have to recover from, you know, being in shock, and so I wasn't doing all that much except the things I absolutely had to do, and mainly sitting still quite a lot. And interestingly enough, ever since then, it's been 14 days now. I'm just starting now to do some gentle exercise, and it's holding, and it's been just lovely to not have that emergency feeling so often during the day, and to find that heart space as well. It's a lovely, lovely place to be.
I love that last piece that you shared as well, Sarah, because that's what's so golden about this. It's like, for any of you who are listening, like Sarah and I, who lived in trauma states of emergency for years at a time, just to have that neutralized would have been enough, right?
Yeah.
That would have felt like winning the lottery to me alone, just to not feel like I was in a state of emergency all the time.
Right.
But with this, not only do you neutralize the state of emergency, it's like you get all the energy that had been invested in the crisis.
Right.
Into a heart-based living that opens up doorways of emotion and experience and well-being that you can't even articulate or aren't even in your vocabulary when you're living the other way.
True.
It just feels awesome. So
I'm right there.
Yes.
It's right there, on board, in your heart. It's amazing.
Isn't that just so fabulous? And I so appreciate you writing in about your experience, Sarah, and you sharing it tonight, and your courage, and, you know, staying with yourself until you found something that got you there, that really brought you home to who you get to be in the heart.
And thank you very much for showing me the way.
You know, it's funny, when you just said that last bit, it reminded me of my master's degree program entrance essay, which I started with a Chinese proverb, or maybe it was a haiku poem, which was, the man picking radishes pointed the way with a radish. Don't mistake the way for a radish.
That's
how I started that. So that's one of the things I also really love about HeartMath. You know, it's not about me. It's not even about HeartMath. It's about you and your heart. And these are all avenues for you to tap an intelligence that's inherently yours.
True, true, true. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so beautiful. Anybody else want to ask a question or share a story of their own? Did you feel complete, Sarah? Was there anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, thank you. No, that's great.
Thank you, Sarah.
Anybody else want to say hi? I heard a few people chime in after we started. Make sure you unmute yourself if you're muted and you want to share.
Hi, Sheva. How are you? It's Salima.
Hey, Salima. Welcome tonight. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. How's it going?
Very well.
That's good.
Very glad to be alive. Let's put it that way.
That's always a great thing.
Yeah, nothing like an experience that makes you aware of, you know, our impermanence to make you really appreciate everything in life.
Yes, that's
everything
true.
In life. It's interesting, you know, I used to say that if I could find the universal complaint box, I'd really let the divine know my opinions about impermanence. But of course, the benefit and the value of impermanence is that it makes us appreciate so much more what we have, because it will not always be. And we know from HeartMath, appreciation is the code to accessing your heart's intelligence.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anybody else want to say hi or ask a question? Well, if there are no more questions tonight, then here's what I'd like to do. I want you to just focus your attention for a moment on the area around the heart and allow the breath to come in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. Again, I want you to connect with something you appreciate, maybe something that you normally take for granted. And I want you to radiate that appreciation 360 degrees around you, into your past where you may have overlooked that thing, into your future, that appreciation might catch you when you most need it, maybe in an emergency, maybe in some other situation. Radiate it to either side of you, to the people in your life, to other countries in the world, to the places and events around you, that you may become a broadcast of coherence or order, a broadcast of love and its intelligence. And radiate it into your next event this evening, whatever that might be. Thank you all so much for joining me tonight, and I look forward to speaking with you on next week's Heart Start call. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Shava.
Good night, Shava. Thank you so much.
Yes.